Sonchlin in po Son Jesus Christ, our Lord, who said to his saintly disciples and honored apostles, many prophets and righteous men have desired to see the things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear the things which you hear and have not heard them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. May we be worthy to hear and to act according to your holy gospels through the prayers of your saints.
Pray for the holy gospel.
Lord, have mercy. Remember also and most those who have been in us to remember them in our supplications and prayers, which we offer up unto you, Lord, our God. Those who have already fallen asleep, repose them. Those who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of our soul, the salvation of our soul, the hope of our soul, the healing of our soul, and the resurrection and of our soul.
Stand in the fear of God, listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Holy Gospel according to teacher Saint John, the evangelist, apostle, of pure disciple, may his blessing be the Solomon. A reading from the Psalms of our teacher David the prophet and the king, may his blessing rest upon us. Amen. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then I understood their end. Surely you set them in slippery places, you cast them down to destruction. Thus my heart was grieved, and I was vexed in my mind. Alleluia. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God and Savior and King of us all, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of the living God, unto whom be glory forever. Amen. These things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. But all these things they will do to you for my name's sake, because they do not know him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would have no sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. He who hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which no one else did, they would have no sin. But now they have seen and also hated both me and my Father. But this happened that the word might be fulfilled which is written in their law. They hated me without a cause.